Right now we're going to talk. We're going to talk with Mike Henderson, president of the Associated Builders and Contractors Baltimore chapter, about this astonishing story that you may or may not be aware of. I guess if you're in the construction business, you'd be aware of it, Mike, huh?
Ron, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Well, I mean, this story goes back to the first Bush administration when he signed an executive order banning project labor agreements for unions. And when Clinton got in office, he did the opposite. He did what President Obama did. He went ahead and said federal agencies can sign agreements strictly with unions. And then George W. came in, and he reversed that. And now President Obama comes in, he's flipping it back the other way.
So it all depends.
You get for the last 12 years or so.
Well, you get what you pay for. I mean, the unions spent $400 million on the Democrats in the last election cycle. So they're getting paid off. This is just one of many payoffs.
Well, it's just so frustrating.
But it's got to be, for those who don't even know, because I didn't set this up properly, I mean, the latest decree is that federal contractors must be union shops. And it's pointed out by the Wall Street Journal, you read this article, I know, Mike, that only 15% of the nation's construction workers are unionized. So from now on, the other 85% will have to forego federal work for having exercised their right to not join a union. A raw display of political favoritism.
Well, and this is an administration that's touting, you know, jobs, jobs, jobs. They love jobs. And this is a jobs killer. I mean, this is something that's going to drive up the cost of construction. Now, the president's own person has been blogging saying how this is going to save money.
Well, how could that possibly be?
I'd love to address that. And because they're saying the same thing in Baltimore City, because I don't know if you know this or not, Baltimore City is kicking around a bill that would limit construction to unions on projects over $5 million.
I did know that, yes.
They say it's going to save money. And I say, if it's going to save money, then why do you need a special legislation on this? If they're competitive and they're going to save money, they could win the job outright.
It can't save money. I hate it when they tell you these things. It's like you're 4 years old, right? And they're telling you, well, up is down, actually, right? War is peace. This is going
to
be savings because we're mandating that higher wages be paid. What?
If you say the same thing over and over again and everybody's on the same song sheet, it somehow it sells, or people don't care to look behind the curtain and see what they're really selling. But the bottom line is people are not joining construction unions anymore. It's just not happening. In Maryland, they're 13% of the workforce. So for this bill in Baltimore City, if it passes, it's going to be an open invitation for people from other states to come in and take jobs that by all rights should go to local residents. And the real outrage over this bill is they're touting it as a way to protect local jobs. And nobody's calling this guy on this. And it's frustrating because they're messing with people's livelihood. And, you know, construction unemployment is already at 27% right now.
Right.
It's the highest it's been in, you know, our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So to fashion a bill that is going to discriminate against 87% of the workforce
seems
is outrageous.
People
don't know about this.
You know what it seems, Mike? It seems un-American. Honest to goodness, it does. I don't throw that word around very often, but un-American is what this is when you're going to exclude the majority of the people who work in a particular business from contracts involving federal government because they're not
the union. I don't know how any politician, I don't care what they did to get you elected, in good conscience can discriminate against almost 90% of the workforce, and not to mention what this does to minorities. Minorities are woefully underrepresented by unions,
mm-hmm.
especially in construction. They are going to be disproportionately hurt from this. Minority contractors, minority business enterprises, almost 95% of those firms are non-union. So they're going to be exempted from these contracts. So, I wish we could break this down in such a way that the local citizenry could just rise up and make a lot of noise, like about health care. But
I also want to point out to people from this Wall Street Journal piece on this editorial. that the White House went out of its way to note the Supreme Court has upheld such agreements in the past, but in fact, the High Court has never ruled on the legality of these agreements under federal competitive bidding laws.
Because I was actually, I went there the day that was argued before the Supreme Court, and I think we, you know, we got trounced on that. But all they said was that the government has the right, just as a private owner would have the same right if they choose to do a project labor agreement. It doesn't say they have to, and certainly they cannot do it in mass on all projects.
Mm-hmm.
And the executive order is not saying, again, the executive order, they were very careful with this, because when they rolled this out last year on a couple of projects, we challenged it, our national office challenged us, and they got, and they quickly pulled it. They've gone back, and I guess they've tried to tighten up the language a little bit. So they're just, they're encouraging the federal agencies to do this. They're not, they can't mandate it.
Well, and it's quite a pot of porridge, that's for sure. And it shows, according to this study they refer to, that it raises the cost of construction by 10% to 20%, which probably isn't exactly what the taxpayer is looking for.
No,
and but it actually doesn't matter what the taxpayer is looking for anyway. So
no, I think that cow left the barn a long time ago.
Yeah, sure did. So what do you think? I mean, you have to wait, I guess, for a Republican administration, and then they'll issue an executive order ending this, or what? Is that? I mean, you told me that's what's been going on, right? Clinton did it. Bush undid it. Now Obama did
it. Well, we have challenged it legally before. I'm sure that the people in national office will be looking at this, and other business organizations will be taking a hard look at this. If nothing else, I think it's discriminatory aspects of it, and the fact that it's going to disproportionately hurt minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses. I'm sure they're going to be looking at all angles, and we'll be looking at our best opportunity.
Well,
to,
good luck.
Right. It's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Mike Henderson, president of the Associated Builders and Contractors Baltimore chapter. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye.